still running for U.S. Senator from West Virginia, saying he'll run as a third-party candidate. And the NYPD investigating celebrity chef Mario Batali after accusations from women, including this one, which aired on CBS's 60 Minutes.
I woke up by myself on the floor. I don't know where I am. Of an empty room.
The chef says he's sorry for some inappropriate past actions, but vehemently denies sexually assaulting that woman. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. The atmosphere is going to be rather disturbed, especially for the next couple of days. Better than normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through the evening hours tonight. Overnight low temperature 68, and tomorrow we'll do it again. A generous supply of scattered showers and storms across the area. Still random, but the best chance in the afternoon and evening hours. High in the middle 80s. Then it looks like upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms around, and not much change Friday. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes. The all-important Memorial Day weekend coming up. Have it handy on your phone or tablet because it'll give you hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, radar, future radar, and push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
There is only one person in the race for state treasurer that we can trust to get the job done. That man is John McMillan. John McMillan is a proven conservative that will protect our money with honesty and integrity. When special interests in Montgomery tried to raise your taxes with Amendment 1, John McMillan led the fight to defeat it. John McMillan was instrumental in the creation and success of the Alabama Oil and Gas Trust Fund. John McMillan has responsibly managed hundreds of millions of our tax dollars and will ensure that the state keeps its commitment to the PAC program and state retirement systems. He is proud to be a lifetime member of the NRA. He's a Christian, a devoted husband and father. On June the 5th, vote John McMillan, conservative, Republican, state treasurer.
Paid for by John McMillan for State Treasurer, P.O. Box 11054, Montgomery, Alabama, 36111.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Kevin Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is real important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in the News and Views, 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you every single day. With my father in a cast. And you see how on the introduction of the show it says to Baron and Jack?
Yeah, but Jeff Blake retired a long time ago from this.
So you think we just hadn't had a chance to update the station?
Yeah, nobody's changed it to say Baron Show and sometimes Jack's here. That's what we really probably ought to have him do. Bitter Jack, not Handsome Jack. Not well damn, but Bitter Jack. Yep, that's me. Bitter.
You pull your groin again?
Huh?
You pull your groin again?
Why I'm so bitter?
Well, last time you were this funny, you pulled your groin and...
No, I pulled my hamstring.
I pulled your hamstring, that's right.
Yeah. My groin's fine. Thanks for asking.
Our number two...
A lot of cobwebs there, but it's fine. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you're on News and Views, 272-9228.
Y'all are cracking me up this morning. I don't want to get yelled at.
Don't get yelled at, Tricia.
Is there a topic this morning?
No, not really.
No
it doesn't appear to be.
I was about to
bitch about, and I want to go back to it when you finish, Tricia, how horrible the ads have been, this campaign. They are so cookie cutter.
Well, Brett made funny. A good point They're about horrible. That the other day. Yeah.
Well, they don't have
Obama to run
against.
They need different people running their campaigns.
Yeah, well, they don't have Obama to run
I'm pro-life. I'm pro-Second Amendment. God almighty.
Tell us something that's going to actually help us. I mean, not that those things aren't important, but if everybody's saying them, they diminish their importance for sure. Okay, my question is, I heard over the weekend, I guess, that there's a guy that was a plant in the Trump campaign.
Yes.
And that he's disappeared for the last 9 months. Y'all know who this is?
The guy in Great Britain?
Yeah, there's a guy named Stephen Halpert.
I researched
it. Yeah. Is it Stephen Halpert? Is that who you came up with?
No. I don't remember. I don't remember who it was.
Well, there's two possibilities here. And this is the great... somebody's got to figure out which is correct. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, there was a guy named Stephen Halper. He's a former... I've got his resume here. I actually printed it off today in case it came up. You should listen to this guy's resume. He worked as an assistant to three chiefs of staff. Al Haig until September 21, 1974. Donald Rumsfeld until 1975. And Dick Cheney until 1977. He worked as a legislative assistant to William Roth of Delaware from 77 to 79. He was special counsel to the United States Joint Economic Committee at that time. In 79, he left both positions to become the national director for policy development to George H.W. Bush's presidential campaign. Then he became the national director of policy coordination for the Reagan-Bush campaign in 1980. In 1980, Reagan was elected to become president. From 81 to 84, Halper worked as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. He served under three different Secretaries of State, Al Haig, Walter Stossel Jr., and George Shultz. After this, he became the Senior Advisor to the Department of Defense and a Senior Advisor to the Department of Justice from 1984 to 2001. His former father-in-law was Ray Klein, Deputy Director of the CIA. Chairman of the Palmer National Banks, Agent Halper made loans to Customs, who then used it to channel the money to a Swiss bank account controlled by one Oliver North, who then used the same Swiss bank account to provide military assistance to the Contras. Along with Agent Halper, several CIA-related people were on the H.W. Bush campaign, including Ray Klein, Sam Wilson, Howard Aaron, Henry Naki, Robert Gambino, Bruce Rounds, John Thomas, Jack Coakley, and Richard Stilwell. They were all still working. All working with Agent Halper. He was on the board of directors of the National Intelligence Study Center, along with his father-in-law, CIA Director Ray Klein. He and his team of CIA people during the Reagan-Bush ticket actually collected inside information on the Carter administration's former foreign policy with Halper in charge. Let's see here.
He's definitely connected.
He's not just some professor over in Cambridge, and this is the guy that I just gave you his resume, started reaching out to Trump staffers and peppering them with questions on Russia when there was no Russia anything going on. Yeah. But then he could then report to his CIA handlers, I had a conversation with these people about contact with Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to the counterintelligence investigation.
So that does make sense.
So this was a plant. This was an Obama administration plant. Now, that's option one. Now, I think this is as I've outlined it to you now, that happened. I mean, that's mm-hmm. a fact. People have come forward and discussed that. There's a second possibility that some or one or more of the Trump campaign staffers actually here in these United States were actually CIA assets embedded in the Trump campaign to develop counterintelligence operations and lead to the investigation. Jack and I were just talking about this during the break because Trump was swearing in Gina, whatever her name is.
Haspel.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking about it. If this fake Russia stuff was not going on, Tricia, can you imagine Trump's approval rating? It'd be
70%. Oh, absolutely.
Because nothing he's doing is hardcore right wing.
Yeah.
And so it's not like the left wingers would be all torn up over nuclear peace in Korea and, yeah, and Saudi Arabia and Israel working together to destroy terrorism. No one would be all bent out of shape about that.
Yeah.
The only reason they don't like him is Russia, Russia, Russia. You know, they sound like Marsha Brady. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So. I mean, to think that people actually fall for this stuff.
But can you imagine? Can you imagine if the George W. Bush team had implanted assets, CIA assets, into the Obama campaign?
I mean,
can you imagine what the left would be doing right now? They would be going bananas.
Oh yeah.
They would have impeached Bush after he left office.
Yeah.
What if he what if he had sent $1 billion to Iran on private airplanes?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, he would be hung from the highest tree.
I mean, the double standards on the left, you know, they used to hate the CIA and the FBI. They hated them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they recognized unfettered power of secret agencies was inappropriate.
Yeah.
And now they love it.
That power is yours.
They used to hate foreign intervention until Trump started ending it. Now they're like, what the heck? I love foreign intervention now.
Crazy.
Yeah. Sorry. All right. I didn't get so fired up.
Now that answers my question.
Yeah, thank you.
And I didn't bother to research it that much because I knew I could just call you.
Well, and we appreciate that kind of loyalty. No, I'm just kidding.
That's why we're here, Trisha, on the Barron Show.
We on the Barron Show are...
I am accompanied by Jack 3:30, 3 days a week and 30 minutes late. I need to give him notice.
Jack's such a nice guy. He brings light to the show.
I love it. I love it. Jack, have you ever seen that picture I'm holding up right here? Have you ever seen that picture before?
Who is it?
That is George Wallace, Bill Clinton, and George H.W. Bush hamming it up in the early 1980s.
That's hilarious.
Is that not a great picture?
I've never seen that
ever? You look at that picture, what do you think?
Collusion.
You never had a choice. You've never had a choice for president. You've never had a choice for president. Yes, when you look at a picture of Bill Clinton in the early 1980s as Attorney General of Arkansas, sitting to the right of Vice President George H.W. Bush, shaking hands with George Wallace, you have never had a choice for president in your entire life, Jack Campbell. Never
That's
once.
Interesting. Where did you see that? In an article?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Seen that picture before. I mean, but look at that picture. Here's another picture. Barack Obama, George H.W. Bush, and Bill Clinton hamming it up. Here's a picture of Hillary Clinton leaning in on George H.W. Bush around his neck, and he's got his arm around her neck, and he's hugging her real tight, and they both have these big, warm smiles. You've never had a choice for president. That's why Donald Trump couldn't be president, and that's why they need to take him out now. See, the United States is not a constitutional republic or a democracy. The United States is a corporation.
Yeah.
It's a corporation for the rich and the powerful, where trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars are at risk.
Mm-hmm.
On every single day, trillions of dollars are transacted around the globe. And the role of the United States government for the last 35 years has been to profit those people who are helping transact trillions of dollars around the globe at the expense of the lower and middle class of the United States of America. That's been the role of the United States. Trump recognized it, ran for president to fix it, and they're going to destroy him to rebalance the powers the
it
way they want.
It ain't going
to
work.
Every day.
I don't think it's going to work either.
I think the American people are seeing right through all this crap. Did you hear her?
And I think their polling is bull crap.
Did you hear her this weekend?
Who?
Hillary.
What about her?
She admitted, I'm still not over losing the
election. Of course she's not over it.
But to admit it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, some of the people.
Because
anyway.
She knows she's going to go to jail.
Ooh, because you'd be in jail. That was from the second debate. Mm-hmm. I need a hotkey with because you'd be in jail.
And she's seeing that he's doing everything that he says he's going to do. He meant that. Every bit of it.
Yeah, and part of that is she's going to go to jail. Part of that is she's going to go to jail. There's some great, great stuff going on out there. Man, we could have a great show. Oh, Trisha, thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Trisha. Y'all have a great day.
We'll
thank you.
Yep. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Take a break, shall we?
Let's.
You remember this song?
Yeah.
From the 1980s? The mid-1980s. 85, 86?
Sledgehammer.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel.
I like this song.
I love this song. We'll be back.
traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 3612.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dame, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house.
Man, Bubba, summer is upon us. Bright weather, sunny weather we've got now. Everybody's thinking Lake Beach. You see the pictures everywhere. We come to Tucker Pecan, and we have all the things you need, whether you're going to the lake, the beach, the softball field, the baseball field, soccer field. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got the towels, the totes, the tumblers, the thermoses, your cover-ups, anything you need. If you just need a little snack, we've got those at Tucker Pecan, whether it be chocolate pecans, honey pecans, praline pecans, cinnamon, or the new barbecue pecans. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and if you need a dip for a party, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. Bunches and bunches of different kinds of dips down there. And if you need local honey for all these pollens and allergies that are going around, we've got that at Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shop for all your gift needs.
And you're located where?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 21 minutes after 10 o'clock.
It is. Terry.
You know anyone named Terry Jack?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know this prissy-ass woman over at Chappie's named Terry. Y'all don't ever say my name.
Hey, Terry.
Terry, how you doing?
Terry needs to go to Tire City and Automotive Service. Sounds like her wheels are out of alignment. She's been pulling on the wheel too long. Get that kind of bitter. Tire City and Automotive Service. You know, they're on the web, TireCityAL.com. They're also two physical locations right here in the River Region. Actually, both in Montgomery. on the Atlanta Highway, right in front of the Eastdale Mall, under that big, beautiful red and white awning. Atlanta Highway, Tire City and Automotive Service. That's the location I go to. I go for all my automotive needs. Quick oil change, tire rotate and balance, may got a little funny vibration, wheels pulling to the left, whatever it is. Tire City and Automotive Service. Also, if I hear a little knocking under the hood, Tire City and Automotive Service. They also have a location on the East South Boulevard, 1/2 mile east of Alpha Insurance Headquarters and the Baptist Health Hospital down there. 1/2 mile east of that, right behind the brand new Burger King, Tire City and Automotive Service. You just can't get enough Tire City and Automotive Service. Get by there till the end of May. Don't forget, if you buy a set of Uniroyals, you get a $40 Visa gift card. All tires at cost, and you can check out their website, TireCityAL.com. They got some great coupons and information there. Do some self-diagnostic stuff. Tire City, go get by there.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
What do you know? Of course you do. This is the Barron Show. What that shooter in Texas, what do we know about him?
He's a far left-wing Antifa type communist activist.
Antifa?
Yeah, that's why they don't, that's why no one's talking about it anymore. You know, it was a big deal when they thought it was going to be a right-winger. You know, it's never a right-winger. Have you noticed this? It's never an NRA member. When's the last time an NRA member shot up anything? Never.
Charlton Heston in a movie, maybe?
Pry it from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah,
no,
but
it's never a far right winger. Never, ever, ever a far right winger. Never. All right, that's all we know. I mean, they're pretty much done talking about it.
He has a weird name, though.
Oh, speaking of, you remember the shooting down in Florida, Parkland High School? The David Hogg guy who was on TV like crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, they made a celebrity out of him. It ruined his education career. He's now failing out of high school. So you have that problem. The guy, his name was Kyle Koshev or something. I can't remember how you pronounce his last name. He is a big pro-Second Amendment guy and was saying, basically, we were in here, we were sitting ducks. You guys should make sure there are more armed people in the school. That guy is number one in his class when the grades came out. He released his little screenshot where it shows his class ranking. He's number one of 850-something students. But you're not going to celebrate that guy. They wouldn't let him on anything.
No, he's too conservative.
Couple things here before we get to 11 o'clock, because I want to take one more little angle on what's going on with this Russia deal. Chuck Grassley, who you guys know is one of my favorite senators, he may be the greatest United States senator of our generation. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley has drafted a letter to Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Or Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And he's asking about the appointment, instructions, and power of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. And it's an interesting letter. There are a lot of really good questions in the letter. I mean, a lot of really good questions. I can't sit here and read the entire letter. It's 7 pages long. I have it here in front of me. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But it's fascinating to me. There's one big question, though, that overriding question. It gets to the authorization of the Special Counsel and what leads you to authorize a special counsel. Here's the way he worded it in the letter. It says, more specifically, Section 600.1, these are the regulations overseeing a special counsel. It says, Section 600.1 states the Attorney General, quote, will appoint a special counsel when he or she determines that criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted. One of the questions here within the letter is incredibly fascinating in that context. Listen to this question, number 7. During an all-senators briefing on May 18, 2017, you were asked by Senator Collins and Judiciary Committee staff whether you had delegated the Attorney General's FISA approval authority to Special Counsel Mueller. It's a pretty straightforward question. Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein, have you delegated the Attorney General's FISA approval authority to Special Counsel Mueller? If so, on what date, and was the delegation done in writing? If it was in writing, please provide a copy to the committee. Well, what does that tell you about whether or not Rod Rosenstein answered the question last time? No, he didn't. And here's why it's interesting. That question does not sound at all like a criminal investigation is afoot. That question sounds like a counterterror investigation is afoot. FISA court, remember, is not for criminal conduct. It's for national security problems that can't be done in open court. That's what the FISA court's for. It's to go and get a warrant for terror-related activities that cannot be done in open court because it's too secretive. It's too sensitive. It would cause the United States to be at risk of foreign invasion. It would reveal sources and methods of counterterrorism. How do we know? Because you have to state in an affidavit how you know certain things in an application for a warrant. And if you filed these with just run-of-the-mill judges in all the districts around the country, you'd be giving the game away. It'd be too hard to make sure that the stuff stayed sensitive and secretive. Listen to the question again, because what is Robert Mueller doing in his investigation? What is Chuck Grassley getting at when he's asking this question? Have you delegated, talking to Rod Rosenstein, have you, Rod Rosenstein, delegated FISA approval authority to the special counsel? Have you given the Attorney General's office's inherent ability, its authority to seek warrants in the FISA court, have you delegated that to Robert Mueller?
How can he delegate it? Isn't a judge that has to do it?
Well, no, the application has to be signed by the Attorney General.
I get it.
And if the Attorney General is recused from any matters relating to Russia, it would fall on Rod Rosenstein. And so my question is this a counterterrorism investigation or is this a criminal investigation? I still, maybe naively, have not seen evidence, actual evidence. I've heard whisperings, I've heard panic, I've heard chaos. I've not heard actual evidence that Robert Mueller is doing anything other than good work. I've not seen any evidence of it. I've looked at the team. Trust me, I've looked at the team. I know there were Clinton Foundation lawyers on the team, and there are nothing but Democrats on the team, and a lot of donors to Democrat organizations and people on the team, on the Mueller team. I know this. Trust me, I've seen all that. That's not evidence that Mueller's a bad actor. That's just evidence that the swamp is full of people who know how to play the political game, believed Hillary Clinton was going to win, and were trying to curry favor. That's not evidence that these are bad actors. That's how the game is played. You pick the winner and you go give them a bunch of money before they win. And you say, see, I've always supported you. I'm on your side. I mean, Martha Roby, our own congresswoman here, thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. She was so sure of it, she came out against the Republican nominee, Donald Trump. You remember that? She came out and said, I want Donald Trump to step aside. I think he should step aside.
There's an ad out to that effect.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, but that's...
But yeah, I mean, actually...
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Everyone thought Donald Trump was going to lose. So you don't think these lawyers in the Justice Department and around Washington, D.C. thought Donald Trump was going to lose and they were going out donating a bunch of money to Hillary Clinton? Of course they were. They wanted good appointments. They wanted cushy appointments. And in a pay-to-play Hillary Clinton scheme, you got to donate up front or you don't get the appointment. If Mueller now has independent autonomy for FISA applications and surveillance warrants. And keep in mind the FISA abuse that was taking place that the judge called out that Admiral Mike Rogers stopped, where you had political consultants having access to national security databases. And then also keep in mind that there's an OIG investigation into the FBI and CIA and DOJ and their conduct and engagement with the FISA court, it would alarm me. This would be the first indication in my book, and that's why I'm making a note of it before we go to the phones and continue the program. This would be the first piece of actual evidence that Mueller's not a good actor.
Well, the only thing that concerns me about Mueller is he was once the director of the FBI.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe deep down he's going to want to cover up some of this stuff that's just the deep-seated problems that the agency has had for the last 20 years. And he was the director at one time. And I'm just wondering if he's going to sweep some stuff under the rug.
That's what concerns me. Well, it would also concern me if it, like I said, I don't go by rumor and innuendo when I'm trying to figure out if Mueller's a good actor or a bad actor. I go by the facts as I've seen them. And I know a lot of people say, well, hey, you haven't considered this, you haven't considered this. Trust me, as much as I've studied this stuff, I study for hours a day. I talk to people that are embedded in very, very high places.
Yeah.
If I thought I had seen evidence Mueller's a bad actor, I would not have the opinion I have. This letter from Senator Grassley to Rod Rosenstein is the first, depending on how they respond. Now, if they respond and say, no, he doesn't have FISA application power, then I'm back to thinking he's a good guy. But I can't think of any good reason, any lawful, legal, constitutional reason to give a special counsel FISA application and knowledge of FISA warrants. I honestly cannot think of it. And he was asked this question on May 18th, 2017 by Senator Susan Collins, whether he had delegated the Attorney General's FISA approval authority to Special Counsel Robert Mueller. What that means is Mueller is now able to sign off on applications for FISA warrants and presumably receive the contents thereof. That would concern me. That would be the first piece of evidence I have seen yet that Mueller's a bad actor. I will be interested in following this with Senator Grassley's office to see how this is responded to, if that is indeed the fact, if that is indeed the fact. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. If you're on hold, sit tight. I will be with you immediately after the break. I can't do it right now. I'm out of time. All right, but I did want to get that out at some point during the 10 o'clock hour, because at 11, we got Steve Flowers coming in, and we won't be talking too much about the Russia stuff, if at all. And I wanted to get that out because I want to keep the audience updated. I do still believe, as of right now, Mueller's a good actor doing the right thing. I've seen no evidence to the contrary. This would be the first piece of evidence I would see to the contrary. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, a piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot. This month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Mr. Sandman. This is David, and the news Central Alabama has been anxiously awaiting is finally here. Mr. Sandman Mattress is back in their longtime store on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen. Yes, we are open just in time to have a sale so big we can only do it once a year. Mr. Sandman is having a Memorial Day sale. All mattresses and beds will be on sale, including the largest selection of luxury mattresses ever assembled in Central Alabama. The Bellagio and iComfort lines from Serta. The Property Brothers, as seen on HGTV by Restonic. Scandinavian latex and memory foam sets, Jameson latex and memory foam sets, an amazing lineup from Sutherland, including some copper-infused sets, Pure Talalay Bliss latex sets, and they all work on our power-adjustable bases. But don't fret, budget shoppers. Our selection of really nice, inexpensive sets is still the best around. No-interest financing is available across from the Dairy Queen in Millbrook on Highway 14 and on the Atlanta Highway across from the DQ in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe
dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter, Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy, limited sunshine, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, but still random. High around 84, tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area, high in the mid-80s. Limited sunshine Wednesday, upper 80s, a better than normal chance of storms continues, then upper 80s Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms around. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Reminds me of our good friend Ben Hegler.
Junior.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. About 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Alabama Home Mortgage is a generous sponsor of this second hour of the program each and every day. So give Kim Williams a call, would you? 567-4223. I can't stress enough that she's talking to me. We've been talking for a couple years now about that low-interest train pulling out of the station at some point. She said, Baron, it is finally pulling out of the station. We didn't know when it was going to pull out, but it's finally pulling out. People need to get their applications in by May 31st. A couple things end on May 31st. One is those low interest rates probably will take a tick up at the beginning of June. And the second thing is that 1% down. If you've ever wanted to get in a house but just cannot find a way to save the tens of thousands of dollars it usually requires to get in a house, but you can save 1% of the value of a house. If you're buying a $150,000 house, if you can save $1,500, if you're going to buy a $200,000 house, if you can save $200,000, if you can save $2,000, that's 1%. If you can get that 1% saved, you can call her, and she can get you in a house. I'm telling you. I took advantage of that myself. Call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, or you can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Sitting directly to my right is Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
It's the Jack Campbell Radio Show. I am Baron Coleman, your humble producer. And Steve is on the radio.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Excellent. Do you think any of the actors in this, such as Comey or any of the rest of them, had any clue, any inclination that Trump was going to win the election?
No. None whatsoever. Okay.
Do you think they had a backup plan if he did?
Yeah, you're seeing it right now.
You're watching it. This was the insurance policy they were talking about in Andrew McCabe's office that Lisa Page and Peter Stroke were texting about. This is the insurance policy. You're watching it in action. This gets back to the question I asked Jack during the commercial break 2 commercials ago. Can you imagine how massively and wildly popular Donald Trump would be right now if he did not have this insurance policy that they're implementing right now hanging over his head, this coup attempt to take him out with the fake Russian investigation. Can you imagine how popular he'd be? You know why? Because he's not constrained by globalism to go around making dumb decisions and not fulfill any campaign policy. That's why George W. Bush ended up wildly unpopular. That's why, absent the media, it's why Barack Obama was so divisive. Because the globalists require them to sow discord everywhere they go. They require them to institute policies that are harmful to America's sovereignty and economic progress. And when they're doing that, they cannot be wildly popular. Donald Trump ran and said, America first, make America great again. And the globalists collectively took a big number two in their pants and thought, what are we going to do to stop this guy? And you're watching what they're doing to stop this guy. This was the backup plan. But no, they never thought he was going to get elected. But make no mistake, what they instituted, the counterintelligence investigation they instituted in June of 2016, was not designed if he got elected, Steve. It was designed if he failed to get elected. That's what they had in place. The goal was to get Trump imprisoned after he lost so that no one would ever try this again. That was the goal. Most people are misreading what's happening right now. Most people are looking back at the June 2016 start where Stephen Halper, we now know, was going around and seeding these conversations of Russian involvement in the campaign so that then people would go back on the campaign and say, oh my gosh, have you heard the Russians are supposedly getting involved in the campaign? And all of a sudden the campaign would be buzzwording with the word Russia, and NSA would be picking up on that in their monitoring of these people. And then all of a sudden they would be able to go to a FISA court and say, look, all they're talking about is Russia. It's crazy. All they're talking about is Russia. Russia this, Russia that. The goal of that counterintelligence investigation to get Trump and the campaign going on Russia was not an insurance plan in the event Trump won. It was a plan for when Trump lost to destroy him forever. They saw the following he was getting. They didn't want him opening up his own TV network. They didn't want him opening up his own radio network. They didn't want him opening up his own website and providing unfiltered, clear, and concise content for the American people on a daily basis and keeping people informed as to what was really going on in the intelligence apparatus. They couldn't have that. They wanted him imprisoned so that he would forever be maligned, and everybody else would take a note of that and say, if you challenge the powers that be, they will imprison you.
Well, remember, he also threatened that if the election didn't go, that he might go a third-party route or start a third-party movement.
Correct.
So to take him out would stop that.
Correct.
But I think the night he won that election, that Comey and all the rest of them knew there were dead folks walking, and Comey went about to go ahead and put himself in a position to where he could write a book, he would be the darling of the media, and he could do as much damage as he could do. And this is a course of action with a continuity of purpose to take Trump to the bottom of the barrel and put as much stuff on him as he can, and then he's got to dig his way out and be distracted, but he's doing it. And that's what's even more shocking than him winning. He's doing exactly digging himself out of the bottom of the barrel. They keep shoveling it in on him, and he keeps rising to the top.
Couldn't agree more with everything you just said.
Have a great day.
Certainly. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. I'm telling you that the most shocking part of this is that when you finally come to the realization that this was not about taking Trump out if he won. This was about taking Trump out.
That never entered their mind that it was possible.
No, this was about taking Trump out when he lost. When he lost. He was never going to be able to win Michigan or Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio. Well, maybe Indiana with Pence, but Ohio, all those, Florida, North Carolina. He wasn't supposed to win those states. This was supposed to be runaway for Hillary Clinton. She was supposed to win 350 electoral votes.
When did you think it was over?
At what point did I think he couldn't win?
No, when did you think he was going to win that night?
When they called Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't.
You waited out that long?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was. you should have seen our room. when it dawned on me and it clicked and I started doing the math. And see, I do what I do every election. I get out my computer, I start looking at county by county results as they pour in from around the country, and I started noticing patterns in Indiana and Kentucky that I thought, wow, you know, this is really going a lot better for Trump than they predicted it would.
Yeah.
This was like at 6 p.m. And I think I even took to Twitter. I delete a lot of stuff on Twitter, but it may still be on there somewhere, where I started looking and thinking, this is really going well for Trump. And then I started looking at certain counties in Ohio thinking, man, he's really outperforming where I thought he would be by now. And the same thing in Michigan. And I started looking at these different counties, and I thought, my gosh, he might be able to pull this off. At least he's not going to get embarrassed. It's going to be close. It's going to come down to the wire. But when they said that they were calling Wisconsin, I mean, now granted, I'd been drinking a little bit, and but I got to carry it on. There were a lot of high-fiving and hugging and tears and stuff going on at the Coleman household. I just didn't think it was possible. I believed Donald Trump was our last chance to save this republic and Western civilization. I believe that.
When I saw Florida come in, I said, that is really interesting, because it was supposed to be really close, or it was never a chance she wasn't going to win it.
Correct.
And when Florida came in, then North Carolina.
But he still had to pick up one of those upper Midwestern states.
I know that.
He didn't have to get Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, but he needed two of them, and that just wasn't going to happen.
Well, I didn't see a lot of the TV because Alva was jumping up and down so much that he was blocking the screen.
I bet he was having a big time.
Oh, my God. He was ecstatic. And I loved it because, you know, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but I said I didn't believe the polls.
Yeah, I did. I didn't believe they were accurate, but I didn't believe they were 10 points wrong.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it was by design.
And I think you just look back at that. Oh, of course it was by design. Those polls were designed to influence people.
Sure. And people like to vote for a winner.
Absolutely. They all come in for the winner.
And I just, it was just great. It was just great. I was up to like 4 o'clock.
I was too. And then we came in the next day to do a radio show, and I felt as bad on the radio as I've ever felt.
Oh, I mean, really?
Because I had that hungover and didn't sleep feeling at the same time. Well, but we got through it.
Mine was worse because I had a wine hangover, which is really wrong.
Ugh.
It's just wretched. But
all that sugar in your body.
Oh, whatever. Talking about all of it turns into sugar. All that whiskey.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Let's take one more brief timeout in this hour. We'll be back. We'll have 6-8 minutes left on the other side of the break. Take your calls if you want to get in at 272-9228. And then Steve Flowers should be joining us at 11 o'clock.
Come out, Virginia. Don't let it wait. You got the liquor, start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay for the things that you might have.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written and appreciate the importance of ruling clearly and consistently so that the people and the businesses understand their rights and obligations. I'm Christy Edwards. I'm a wife, a mother, a judge, and a conservative, and I'm asking for your vote on June the 5th. The only thing I'm promising you is to be fair and to work hard for the people of this state.
Paid for by committed to elect Christy Edwards, P.O. Box 4211, Montgomery, Alabama, 36103.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 361.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Never even heard of such. I just saw on Fox News, they said the Vegas Golden Knights reached the Stanley Cup Finals. What the hell is a Golden Knight? I have never heard of the Vegas Golden Knights. Unbelievable. But it doesn't surprise me a team from Las Vegas would win the, would do well. All that gambling out there, they can rig anything. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. It is 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, we mentioned earlier that they were generous sponsors of Hour Number One. They are. But they're also proprietors of the best Italian food ever. I'll never forget my friend John Rice. He came on the radio with me last week, and we went over to Midtown Pizza Kitchen afterwards. I didn't know he hadn't been there before. I mean, I was frankly shocked. So he said, let's go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And I said,
do it live!
Of course, I'm in, you know, 100%. We went to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And when we got done, you know, we ordered, we got an appetizer, and we got some other stuff. When when we finished, he got up and he said, there's nothing like this in Montgomery. You know that, right? I said, what do you mean? He said, this is a gem. This is a true gem in Alabama. This is not normal restaurant fare for Alabama. This is something unlike anything else around. And we didn't get anything fancy. I got the shrimp a la mode. He got the weekly special, which last week was a gorgonzola cream sauce with chicken over bow tie pasta. We got a caprese salad appetizer. Didn't even get desserts. Didn't even get the cannoli. Imagine that he had the cannoli. Holy mackerel. But I was trying to keep it light. I'd either get the appetizer or the cannoli. I can't get both. And he just said, you know, Baron, you don't understand what a treat and a gem this is in Alabama. There's nothing else like it around. And he's right. He knocked it out of the park. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, wowing even people like John Rice. So go there. I still can't believe there are people who are going there for the first time. That just blows me away. Our number 272-9228 is how you get in. Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben, you say?
Yes, sir.
How about it?
Hey, man, love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That's one thing I just proud to locate.
No
hey,
doubt
I was
about it.
No, I didn't know this. My neighbor is a huge hockey fan, and he enlightened me, and I didn't know this, and I figured you'd like to know this about Vegas. That is the first-year team. This is their first year ever.
they're an expansion team, and it's crazy that they're going to the playoffs as an expansion team.
Not crazy if you understand how gambling works. Bobby Knight said if people understood how gambling influenced sports, they wouldn't watch.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I guess that does make sense. But isn't San Diego or somebody moving out to Vegas for a pro football team as well? So
I don't know the answer to that.
But
the Supreme Court just opened up sports gaming nationwide. And so, but I think that actually might help it, not hurt it. You figure in Alabama, they said there could be up to $1.5 billion a year, maybe as high as $3 billion, gambled in Alabama off the books among people on sports. If you can get that out of the shadows and into the public, then you will, I think you'll clean up the influence gaming has on sports, not make it worse. You know where they say, one of the sports they say has the most impact by gambling? Professional tennis.
I want to guess boxing.
No, professional tennis. Professional tennis is, they said, is just rife with fraud and abuse from gaming. Because these players don't make that much money, the kind of the lower-ranked players. And if the number 250-ranked player loses to or beats the number 100-ranked player, nobody really bats an eye. But if the number 100-ranked player, who doesn't make that much money, even though he's, you know, a good tennis player, you know, can take $50,000 for the fall, then that happens. And they said that they've started following betting trends around the world, not just in the United States, but in the European exchanges and things. They've followed betting trends and tennis wins and losses and figured out that the sport is just eaten up with fraud over gaming.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, thanks. I think the NFL completely owned and taken by gaming. College football, come on. When I saw Les Miles kick a field goal to go up 49 or 50 one time, now I was glad he did. I had him in a 5-game parlay, cleaned up that night. But I was scared to death. It was the evening game. He was playing like Louisiana Monroe or something, and I saw him kick a field goal with about a minute and a half left. It was like a 46-yard field goal, and the line was 46, and they ended up winning by 49 or something. I thought, ain't no way Les Miles is kicking field goals with a minute to go if they had already cleared the number. Just no way. It matters, people. It matters. Who's this?
Hey, this is Hulk Skillet.
I just got about 30 seconds, my man.
I bet the gaming and gambling doesn't affect that greatest spectacle in racing coming up next weekend.
Oh, not at all. You know why? Not enough money's gambled on it. Otherwise, it probably would. Did you see qualifying? You see Ed Carpenter's on the pole?
No, I haven't been able to see anything. I know it's Danica's last race, though, isn't it?
It is, and she qualified seventh. She'll be on the inside of row three. Let me tell you, I had my Ed Carpenter hat on this weekend, and he had a great practice. He had a great first day of qualifying and got